Thank you very much. Good morning and welcome to the Federal Election Commission's open meeting of Thursday, June 18th, 2020. This is a very exciting day for the commission. We have a new commissioner, and we're delighted to welcome him today. After having no quorum for 9 months since Commissioner Peterson departed, we are happy to have a new commissioner. Mr. Trey Traynor brings a wealth of knowledge of campaign finance law and, most importantly, practical experience advising candidates and committees. This experience will be valuable to the commission, and we're delighted to have him here. I happen to be sitting here with Trey at a social distance in our offices, and I'm delighted to welcome you. Welcome, Trey.
Madam Chair, thank you so much, and I just want to thank everybody on the line for being so welcoming, helping me get set up and start to get up to speed, and I look forward to continuing to work with everyone over the coming months and years. And thank you so much for just everything you've done to get me set up.
Thank you, Trey. Today is my first day back in the office in 3 months, and it's great to be back. Today also happens to mark the beginning of phase one of reopening agency operations following the COVID-19 pandemic. Obviously, these have been unsettling and trying times for all Americans, and I'd like to thank the entire FEC staff for working diligently throughout. Many employees here have had to deal with circumstances that make it very difficult to work and take care of loved ones at the same time. While there have been plenty of challenges for all, we are fortunate that we all still have a job, and we're hopeful that our economy will recover quickly for the sake of all Americans. Thanks to the hard work of our employees, campaign finance reports, many of them very lengthy, have been posted online for the public in a timely manner. Our analysts continue to review reports. Our auditors continue to audit cases that started before the loss of quorum. Our lawyers continue to work on enforcement cases, and I know I speak for all commissioners when I thank each and every one of you on our staff for your hard work and dedication.